This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 413, three ways to use literature to connect in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Practicing grammar and pronunciation are not the only ways to move to the next level. Try grabbing Shakespeare or Walden. Today, our guest will show you how to move your English to the next level with great literature. Today, we have a guest on the show. Today's guest is a professional CELTA-qualified English language and literature tutor. He grew up in Birmingham, England, and has been teaching ever since graduating in English literature from the University of Cambridge 2 years ago. He has taught English and German in several different schools and is now based in Berlin. Our guest today is Kevin Sexton. Let's get to the show. Hey guys, if you love All Ears English, then we want to read your review in the iTunes store. If you haven't already, please go over to the iTunes store and leave a review for All Ears English, and we'll read your name on the show. Thanks, guys. Hey, Kevin, welcome to All Ears English. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, Lindsay.
Good. Glad to have you here. So, Kevin, I hear you're a big reader. Is that true?
Absolutely. Great fan of it. Been reading all my life, studied it at Cambridge, and yeah, now teaching it.
Awesome. Who are your favorite authors?
My favorite author is Joyce. He writes super, super complicated books. You might have heard of Ulysses, okay. Portrait of the Artist, just a really great artist. Great fan of his writing.
Wow, that's awesome. So this is something new. We haven't had too many teachers on the show to talk about how to use literature to push our English level up to the next level. And a lot of our listeners are always looking for new and interesting ways to learn independently. So Kevin, could you tell our listeners today three things that they can do to use literature to push to that advanced level?
Absolutely. So the thing with using literature as a language learner is that, well, you've got to think why you're doing it. And for many people, they think, well, literature is too complicated. It's too difficult for me, but not if you're selecting your text correctly. So my first tip is make sure that you're doing something that is relevant to you. Don't end up on Shakespeare or even Joyce, as much as I love him, if it's not something that really excites you and fascinates you and helps you with your personal life.
Okay, so you're saying there are no correct titles to go with just because they're famous. We should choose what's relevant and interesting to us.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't go reading T.S. Eliot and Shelley just because some teacher back in high school might have told you to do that. Right. Absolutely. When you're reading literature for your own purposes, you need to make sure that it's something that keeps you going. So you stick at it and you really get the benefit from it.
I like that. So how can our listeners find literature that's going to be interesting? Do you suggest they just go to the library and type in their favorite topic? Or what's the best way to find good books that are relevant to us?
Well, librarians are really well qualified for this sort of thing. They've spent all their lives around books of every kind, not just the complicated ones. And if you go to a library and ask a librarian, they'll be able to tell you and put you in the right direction what kind of authors. But of course, there's countless resources online. You can find forums or even just asking your friends what kind of good books they've been reading. Obviously, they should be having similar interests to you.
So,
but I guess my main message is here, don't trust a single source of authority. It doesn't need to be your school teacher. You can find good books anywhere.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, the library is a place that I go often here in Cambridge. I mean, sometimes we forget, you know, with Amazon and the internet, we forget that the library is often just around the corner in our neighborhood. And it's a really good place to find books and literature to physically put our hands on, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you've got a Kindle or something like that, you can have recommendations, but it's not quite the same as just leafing through a book. Maybe reading the blurb on the back can be very enjoyable, even if you're not going to read the book itself. itself. So yeah, just yeah. Browse is good advice always.
Awesome. I like that. So Kevin, your first tip is to choose literature that's relevant to us. You don't have to read Shakespeare if you're not interested in Shakespeare or Joyce. It could be anything, but just get our hands on something that is interesting. I love it. Kevin, what would be your second tip in terms of how our listeners can dig into books to really push their level higher?
Okay. So, we've kind of covered the getting of the books, finding the right books. Mm-hmm. But then when you've got them, what do you do? Well, it can be a bit daunting, even with the right book. You've got this fat stack of pages and you don't know where to start. Well, obviously start at the beginning, but stop is my tip. Stop after you've read enough so that you've got a list of words that you've made a note of throughout your reading. That's maybe 10 items long. That is new to you. So basically, start reading. Every time you come across a new word, a new structure, maybe an interesting phrase, write it down and then stop after you get to 10, maybe 20. You can set this limit yourself. But this means that you've broken up every book, not necessarily into chapters, but more into points of interest for you. So that means that it can be a lot easier to kind of process the information that you're getting there.
Okay, so we're going to stop once we've got this list of key words. And what are we then doing with those words then?
Okay, I mean, great question. You need to make sure that these get transferred into your active memory, your useful memory. So just having them sitting around on a page isn't going to do you much good. You need to make sure that you use them. So every time you make a list of these 10 words, really dedicate yourself to using those words in your speech. If you can, just force them in there over the next day or two, and then make another list of 10 words. And that way you're going to build your active vocabulary really quickly.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Kevin. I mean, often when we read, we notice a good word, a new word, and we note it in our mind, and then we kind of move on and we never find that way to really integrate that into our natural vocabulary.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think one good way to do that would be working with someone like you online in a lesson, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end. But I really think that for our listeners, we can't just see the word. We've really got to start using it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. So 10 a day, that's quite a clip. That's very fast, right? That's quite a high number of words.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do, though, when you've got literature as your guide, because there's always going to be new material there. If you're just reading textbooks, finding 10 new words when you've already covered the material is going to be a bit challenging. But you can guarantee that anybody from Hemingway to, Rudyard Kipling is going to give you that kind of vocabulary within a couple of pages, probably.
Oh, yeah. And having a powerful vocabulary is a huge part of starting to feel more confident in ourselves as speakers out in a social space, right? When you have a really powerful, dynamic vocabulary, people look at you with respect. And that's, you know, that's what people, our listeners want to be able to connect with people and be respected using English. And this is one way to do it. The best way to start speaking naturally now is to get the 100 most common phrases in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/100 to get your free ebook now.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Good. And what would be your third tip then, Kevin?
Okay. Well, the third tip is kind of related to how you then use these things. So you mentioned maybe talking to a librarian, or mentioned kind of the respect that you get from other people. So obviously, social connections are really important, and they're going to be leading you to literature in the first place, but then in terms of how you use it. So you've got your list as my second tip. My third tip is to make sure that you've got some kind of thing motivating you through the rest of the book. Try a book club. There's book clubs in every region, I guarantee it. If you can find a group of people to go through something together with, that will make sure that you've got a goal every week, maybe, or every 2 weeks, depending on how often you meet. And then you've also got people to discuss these ideas with, to discuss the new vocabulary with. And if you're looking for ways to practice and improve your active vocabulary, well, there's your first opportunity.
Yeah.
Of course, second opportunity is to take lessons if you're interested in that as well. The teacher can really help direct your focus in any literary studies.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So I like the way your tips have kind of progressed here, Kevin. So finding something that's relevant to us that really grabs our interest and attention, and then breaking down the vocabulary words so that, that we can take those words and make them a part of our vocabulary, and then talking about it with people. And you know, now that we have the internet, the possibilities are endless. So none of our listeners can say, oh, I don't have any other English speakers around me to talk about the book together. Right. You guys, you can get on Google Hangouts and have a book club online. Why not?
Absolutely. There's a book club wherever there's an internet connection these days.
It's incredible how lucky we are these days. So guys, find a book club. I love that idea. And then I also really like the idea of if we want to hone in and get a little bit more serious about really coming away with some key skills, I like the idea of working with a teacher. Kevin, so do you have a class that's specifically focused on literature?
I do. I have two, actually.
Oh, wow.
One class, if you're kind of looking to just upgrade your vocabulary a bit, what I do with my students is that we look at short bits of poetry. Maybe it's a Shakespeare sonnet. Maybe it's something more modern. But this means that you don't have to do that much preparation. And we kind of read a sonnet, deconstruct all the meaning, find all the hidden metaphors and images, as well as get all the vocabulary. But also, I offer a second class for people who want to do longer things, so more kind of long-term novel or play reading, so you can really get to grips with a more substantial work if you like. It depends what kind of learner you are.
Oh, that's so cool. I haven't met very many teachers on iTalki who actually provide this type of class, poetry. I mean, you guys have an opportunity to go deep into the language and to use English as kind of an art form, right? We talk about more hard topics like business English and vocab, you know, other things that are a little bit more intense and can be high pressure. But when we can sit back with some good literature or some nice poetry, it can really be quite an experience.
Yeah, it's very beautiful material. It kind of really makes you think about why you're learning a new language. It's to express yourself. And what better way to express yourself than creatively, in a way that really makes the most of every single word you know and drags the most meaning out of everything.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And so guys, if you're interested in taking a slightly different angle to your English learning or adding a poetry class in addition to your other weekly classes on iTalki or with your conversation teacher, think about contacting Kevin. So guys, there are two steps to book a lesson with Kevin on iTalki. Your first step is to go to allearsenglish.com/ITALKI. And you need to register on that page if you're a new user of iTalki and if you want to get $10 as a free gift to go toward your second lesson with Kevin. Your next step is to go and find Kevin's profile. Kevin, how can our listeners find their profile, your profile, after they've registered at allearsenglish.com/ITALKI? Where can they go?
Well, if you go directly to the iTalki website, that's italki.com, then /Kevin Sexton, that's KevinSexton, and you'll find my profile right there.
Excellent. And your classes are quite busy, right? I guess you can make a few spots available for our listeners in the next few weeks, I hope.
Yeah. So if there's a time that you're looking for that you're not seeing, message me and we'll work something out, no doubt.
Excellent.
I am quite busy these days.
Very nice. Well, this has been great. I'm going to think about picking up a nice piece of literature. I know my friend just gave me Walden and I have it on my bedside table. So that's always an interesting one to dive into.
Lovely. Yeah,
very nice. Well, thank you, Kevin. It's been great talking about this. It's a different topic that we haven't had on the show yet, but we appreciate new perspectives and points of view.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. Have a good day, Kevin.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you're taking your IELTS exam this fall, get our free IELTS checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.